You know, last Sunday morning, I sat down at our kitchen table and I thought, man, this church, I don't know if it's this area, but this church really sends out a lot of Christmas cards. And I think some of it is because we have a Christmas card postmaster back here who's been doing it for a long time. So thank you. And I thought, you know, I'm going to just sit down and I'm going to read these through and just listen to them and listen to what the Lord might be saying. So I know that many of you put a lot of thought into the cards and just saying, Lord, what might you say? Because this is many of these are messages that originally come from the scriptures. And so I read them and thought about them, and you know, I have never done this before in that way. But there were two, now they were all good, okay, but there were two that the Lord really spoke to me through, and I just wanted to share those with you as we finish out today. One of them was from Tom Lorentz, our treasurer, who has been kind of in the engine room of the church over the last few years and has been, you know, shouting some warning signs, and it took some of us a while to listen to him. But it's that has led us into what we are calling changing course and asking God to do a new thing, and we're sensing some new things that God is doing. But I knew that Tom, as a detail guy, would spend some time thinking about what was on the card that he wrote, too. And I thought, okay, this is a thoughtful thing that I need to listen to. Let me read to you what this card says. This is different for a Christmas card. Christmas happens every time we come together in joy and reach out in acceptance. Christmas happens every time we help each other and put our differences aside. Christmas happens every time we remember and live out God's love. May the true meaning of Christmas touch each one of us all season long. And I just thought, wow, that's different for a Christmas message. But I thought, isn't that what it is that Christ is doing among us? It's love that we are expressing for one another and in some not easy times, but the Lord is calling us to love each other. And a little love expressed a few minutes ago with Pastor James and with others that Donna mentioned and others. And so I thank God for that. And just a great reminder to me and maybe to us that it's love. It's our love for each other that is so important. I remember several months ago, and I remember Donald Shores and some others that we stayed after, and there were younger ones and older ones reaching across the table and saying, I never met you before. Oh, I never met you before, and introducing one another, and the Lord helping us to love each other. And then there was another card, and I thought, wow, that's different for a Christmas card message. So this was from Elaine DeRolf, who's one of our charter members, I believe, and one of our senior saints, and a lady that likes to pray. And so this message on the front of it, there's a bunch of sheep and a church in the front of this card. And it says, fear not, little flock. This is a Christmas card. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I thought, wow. I would not have put that on the front of a Christmas card, but I looked it up, and that is the passage in Luke chapter 12, which is about the Lord caring for the flowers of the field and the birds of the air, and the Lord says to his flock, don't you know that if I take care of those birds and I take care of those flowers and give them the pretty petals and all of that, I'm going to take care of you. But then I had never noticed how that ends. Then he comes to his flock. Were these people probably sitting on a hillside there? Maybe a real flock off in the distance. And then he says, so fear not, little flock. For it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's his pleasure. That's what he wants to do. I thought, man, Lord, that's powerful. The Lord's pleasure is to give us the kingdom. This kingdom that we've been talking about for the last three or four weeks. It's his pleasure. We think it's up to us, you know, like Dan said, we got to make it happen. No, no, no. He says, I'm going to give you the kingdom. And so we experience his rule in our lives as we bow before him. But it's not our hard work that does it. It's his grace. He gives us his kingdom. What a wonderful, wonderful promise straight from the scriptures. And so I was encouraged with those two things. And then just one more thing. There's a brother in Massachusetts in my home church. So I grew up, I told you last week, in what was a little town. And my dad was a lay pastor in a church for nearly three decades. And the church really flourished in those years. And then in some time since then, the church has really, really struggled. And they had what they call an intentional interim pastor and came in and things... Two or three people that came in, and the church really, really struggled and went down to next to nothing. And there's a friend of mine, this an Alliance pastor, former Alliance pastor, by the name of Don Wiegand, and he'd been out of ministry for a while, and they asked him to come over and just to kind of be a part-time interim pastor or pastor there. They couldn't afford him full-time, and he drove a distance. And the Lord started to do some good stuff in that church. And I keep hearing bits and pieces about it because my parents, who don't go there because he's a former pastor, you know, doesn't go, but really in touch with what's going on. God's doing a new thing and the church is filling up again. And last summer, you know, Don wanted to move closer to town, but the church just couldn't afford to pay him enough because the town is built up and it's become, you know, they have, you know, the homes cost a little bit more there to build. And somewhere in the summer, there was some random guy that came into the church from out of town who was a builder. And he said, you know, Pastor, he said, I'm a builder. I think we can figure out a way to make that work. And I don't know exactly how it worked. I think someone gave him some land or this guy did something for a song. But at any rate, next month, Don and his wife Linda are moving into that town. And they're renovating their foyer, which needs some work. And they're even knocking a wall down because their foyer was pretty small and building it into an area where they can really welcome people in. And I keep getting these reports from my parents and saying, tell Don, he's encouraging me. They're 6 months, a year, whatever, ahead of us. But God's doing a new thing in that church as he's bringing his kingdom to them. And I believe that God is going to do the same thing and is doing the same thing for us. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your giving. Our leaders tell us, you know, those that look at the details of all that, they say people are digging deeper than ever. And we thank the Lord for that. And we're praying that the Lord will do a new thing in this new year. So won't you stand and let's give God praise, from whom all blessings flow, as we conclude our year together. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy. Lord, we give you praise today for what you are doing in your church. Thank you, Lord, that you promised to build your church and the gates of hell won't stop it. Been going on for 2,000 years in lots and lots of places. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in this area. We thank you for what you're doing in our church. Lord, we thank you what you're doing in your church. Even in the lost areas of the world, even in the Muslim countries, Lord, the new things that you're doing. Lord, we thank you for the surprises that you have for us. And Lord, we pray for many more as we look forward to that day when we see you face to face. King Jesus, come back. Come back soon. But Lord, just wait, Lord, and bring in all of those whom you want to in your flock, Lord. And Lord, let us have the joy of being part of that. And Lord, may we become more and more like you as we look forward to that day when we see you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for the great hope and promise that we have in you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.